Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire radio program is being recorded for October 10th, 2021. And we're going to be looking at change. What is change? Seems that a lot of us in this world are not too keen on change, and there are others that are very keen on change. There are all sorts of changes that we get involved in and don't get involved in and should maybe get involved in. There's all sorts of things going on in this world. So we're going to be looking at the whole idea of change and what manifests change and why so many people want it and so many people don't want it and what it exactly is. The word change, according to the dictionary, is defined as to make or become different. To make or become different. So how do we know what change to make and what not to make, both in our personal life and in our worldly existence, in humankind? So let's take a look at some of the questions. They're excellent. First question comes from Ted. He goes into, he does not tell me where he lives. He goes into a great deal of the changes that have occurred in his life, both in his circumstances and in his living experience with his family, all sorts of changes. And he goes into the idea that any change he has ever seen in his life has always been for something bad. He didn't like the change, or it appeared to be bad. So he asks, why do I fear any change at all? I have come to the point where I just don't want to hear anything about it. And I try to stay and remain the way things are, he says in his email. Well, obviously, you know, here in all of this, there are trust issues that he is having. I understand. But what do you trust yourself to in this life? There are going to be changes, whether we like it or not, whether we understand them or not. And we have these changes occurring in our life, and we don't always understand them. We have a plan, basically, Ted, for our lives. And I like what John Lennon said, you know, about life. It's what we plan while making plans. Making plans while life has another one for us, something a little different. It doesn't really mean that I like change. People will say that to me. I hate it. It depends on what the change is, people will tell me. We have a real hard time with the word change, and I just want to say this to you. Every change that has ever happened in my life and in the lives of the people that I have sought to serve has been a change in progression. That's just the best word I can say. We live in a progression. We live in a rhythm. And most changes are based in the rhythm and the progression of what it is we have or have not accomplished in the state of our life. And that's the best way I can describe it. Kind of nebulous, but it's true. It's very powerful. When you think of the word change, why things change, they change in proportion to what is the inevitability of myself upon my own life. And when I understand that, when I begin to have a relationship with change, and I trust in it, and I learn to follow it, something magnificent happens. But it is not always evident to the Greg Penn, or in this case, the Ted mind, that is looking at things from the point of view of right and wrong, good and bad, the point of bias, the point of human prejudice. Now, our prejudice is that We want things to comfort our body, comfort our senses, make sense, as it were, to our senses. And that's how we want to live our life. We want everything to fall into accord with what we believe life is, what we think life is, how life should work, the whole shamata. That's the way we look at everything. I have a plan for my life, and I want to follow it. And that plan usually is unconscious and genetic. We want only the good things to happen to us and not the things that we deem are bad. And there is so much to understand. If you have gained consciousness, you follow the way without the need to fight for what you want. You follow the way for the sake of the way. And you go from one life experience to another, not seeking to get what you want, not seeking to have the things that you think are important to your livelihood or whatever. You go with the flow of the change, and you go with it inch by inch. And though there will be things that orient you to different modalities of life, different patterns of living, maybe new ones, maybe no patterns at all, that would even be greater. We follow it anyway, and we follow it not because we should or can or whatever. We follow it because that's the progression of life in our body, in our living. The object of the effort is to transcend the body, not to hate it, not to dislike it, but not to trust it either. You have to understand there is a certain portion of your body that is betraying you at every moment of your life as you find that it takes on disease and sickness and eventual death. It is the fate of the human body to be in that manner, in that way. So what we want to do is not ignore it, but understand that every change we make, every change that confronts us, is not a threat to our life unless we understand what we're really doing. If you really understand what you're doing with your life, you will understand the changes that need to be made and are being made, whether we like it or not, whether we're comfortable with them or not. These changes do exist, and they are a big part of our daily living. So change, you. Why are you afraid? Because it's breaking with the norm, obviously, of your human comfort. It is challenging your five senses. It is challenging your logic, your reasoning. It is challenging every aspect of you, every single aspect. And if you understand that, if you can comprehend that, then you come into a place where things become different. You just have to take the attitude, thy will be done. And not many people are going to do that, because that maturity, that level of maturity, is something that most people have a very difficult time doing. We can't trust what we don't see, what we don't understand, and what we believe in. And to stay in the little nook and cranny of our life where we live only according to the manner of what is comfortable for us seems to me to be a very difficult and arduous life. But a lot of people like it. Ted, follow the changes. Just follow them. Want nothing with all of your heart and just follow the change. That's it. We'll see where it takes you. It might be something really beautiful, something auspiciously beautiful. Could be. Karma enters into this, and it makes it very difficult for people to understand. Please forgive me. Namaste. We do have karma, and a lot of the changes that we see and have and experience in our life are provoked by our karma. And depending upon the state of our heart and the love that we feel in our heart, if we have any love in our heart at all, That is something that most people don't take into consideration. Everything is to bring us closer and closer to love. The next question from Denise. She lives, let's see, she told me, in Texas. She says, I hear you, Greg, and I believe in changes, but how do I know if those changes are right or wrong? I'm very confused. Denise. And then she goes into some examples in her personal life with men, choosing which man is the right man and which man's the wrong man. Oh, it took me years to understand this. Years, years. Every person you choose to live with probably is the wrong person. I know what you're saying. Oh, boo, Greg, boo. I understand. I'm on a different wavelength than I used to be 20, 30, 40 years ago. So I understand how you would feel. But you have to understand, what do I choose? How do I look at a person, as you do, Denise, to live with? What is the criteria? You want someone to make a change in your life, to make your life seem different, to give you what you want, yada da yada da yada da, all these things. We want people to bring better things into our life than we would for ourselves, or we think we can. So with that being said, we put a lot of stress and strain on them. And when the chemicals are working, the estrogen and the testosterone are working strong in a person, then we start living and thinking in different ways than maybe are really the point of reality. We just don't seem to get it. And so we go on and on and on with this kind of stuff, and we never really mature into really understanding what authentic change is, why authentic change is important, and wait a minute, how do I discern whether or not this person or this person is the, quote, right person, end quote, for me? The only question you have to ask, Denise, is really an important one. And if you can't answer this question honestly and with any sense of compassion, you will find that any choice you make, no matter what, in any given part of your life will turn into circumstance and condition. And you don't want your life to turn into circumstance and condition. So here it is. What is it I would put him through in order to love me? That's all you have to think about. What is it I would put him through in order to love me? That question, when answered, should give you, if you can answer it honestly, and most people cannot, if you can answer it honestly, that would tell you exactly what you need to know about what's the right thing to do for you, as you put it in your email. And when you consider all of the things you put a person through in the course of a lifetime, the people that you and I say we love and what we put them through, once you begin to understand the nature of all of that and what that means, that's when you begin to understand change and what needs changing. It isn't going to be the relationship that's going to change. I have to change. You have to change. And we must consider what we put another person through in order to live with us and to, quote, end quote, love us. I'm out of here. I hope that helped you. I really do. And if it didn't, Denise, give me a call. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. Wonderful weekend. I'll be back on the air next week with some brand new questions from you. And I am very grateful for them. Have a great weekend. Have a sweet weekend. Have a changing weekend. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.